If he's comforted you in a time of struggle and trial, give him praise. We just thank you, Father God. I'm fired up. Like, I'm seriously fired up. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence in this room right now. I'm going to give it to you guys the way God has been giving it to me this last 9 months. Just bold, real raw, real straightforward. Malia, get it done now before it's too late. So I'm here to tell you what he's really been doing in my life. And it's a call, it's really a call to action to the church, to the body, and it's necessary. And as we see the world and we see just people that we know, and we can just literally, I see people's pain. They can put whatever they want to put up on social media. I can see right through it. And but through this season, it's been rough, but God has been so faithful. He's been so good. And I just want to share, you know, just words that he's really been just putting in my spirit. And I just had to adhere to them and press in and just ask for the Holy Spirit to help me and guide me and teach me and love me, even when I didn't know, even when I didn't know. So being intentional, that's something we've been talking about over the last 8 weeks in this book study. And even before, God just wants you to be intentional seeking him. Our word of the year, first, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. What do you do when you first get up? You need to seek him, invite him in. The Holy Spirit has become my best friend. I would want nothing better but him to be my best friend. Sanctification, something that we don't really talk about anymore, but I really truly believe over the last year, I have been in this sanctification process. God has been taking out people, bringing people in, showing me what I need, showing me what I don't need, you know, allowing not for my flesh to take over, but to really lean into the Holy Spirit and to allow him to show me what is good for me. There are things that obviously God wants to bless us with, but when it involves your flesh and it's not good, you got to cut it out. So intentional sanctification. Are you in that sanctification process? Yeah. Are you in that sanctification process? We do hard things for a reason. God has mandated that phrase for a purpose and a reason. And we are not to compromise God's word because we want it soft. One of my friends told me yesterday, and she's like, oh my gosh, I went to the gym. And she's like, I'm riding on a bicycle and she's watching the screen. I was like, what are you doing? You're like watching TV and on a bike. Like, that's, where's the grit? Where are you putting work in? Like, I don't get it. Like, it just did not make sense to me. And she's like, well, I had grit and discipline in army. I was like, well, God wants the grit and the discipline right now. Not just me, when you're in army 10 years ago, you know? So it's just, things just like frustrate me, and it pains me to hear things and see things. And, you know, so intentional. Are you being intentional with your time? Are you in the sanctification process? And the biggest thing is God has really called me, but not just me, but his body again, to be physically healthy. I'm not saying six pack, shredded, nothing like that, but physically healthy so he can be able to give you what he has for you so you can actually carry it. You cannot be weak. Christ, he wants a strong body. He wants a strong body, so you got to be physically fit. And what he told me is, Malia, you can't do it the same the way you did it 10 years ago. You got to do it different. You have to do it different. The grace you have for that season is not the same for this season. So whatever is in your life that you're bumping up against the wall and you're trying to do it because you've mastered it in the last season, but God wants you to do it differently in this season, you have to do it different. You have to do it. So he told me straight up, I told Misty, God was like, it's either now or never. Get in shape now, because I do need to get in shape, and I've been battling, you know, physical ailments, whatever. I don't claim any of that. I claim my body be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. But during the process, God has given me the wisdom to walk through the process. I just can't ignore the signs. I can't ignore anything, but I'm going to use the wisdom that he's given me and the doctors. And I've been praying. I mean, God has put people, doctors, and I walk in the room and they're like, oh, we're going to test this, this, and this. And I had already been praying, and God was like, you need this, this, and this. And she even came out before I even asked for it. So I know God is working in the process. So physically healthy, being in tune with your body. So if you're physically healthy, you can be so in tune with your body. So I know when something bothers me and I can see it and God shows me, but also just being so in tune with God. Because if you're not in tune with yourself, how can you be in tune with Him? So I really pray, church, for you guys and just for the overall body, is that we have to seek Him first. We have to make the time for Him. We have to put in the work. It's not hard. We do hard things for a reason. You know, I mean, it's been a constant battle for me personally. You know, I'm a single mom with two kids trying to raise them, you know, in a way that, you know, honors God. But it's hard. It is truly hard. But also in all of this, God has been faithful too, because Gerald, he's like, Mom, what about, you know, if you can get a promotion? Because they really wanted to go to summer camp. I'm like, son, we can't afford it. I just can't afford it, you know. And he's like, well, how did you be able to afford it all the other years I went? I was like, because I have more money. I split bills, you know. I don't split bills now. It's just me, you know. And my income was a little different back then. And he's like, well, I'm just going to pray for you to get a promotion. I was like, praise God. Yes, please. Please pray that I get a promotion. Please. So, and, you know, and I've never once thought about leaving my position that I am right now, because I knew God placed me there for a reason. And I've been in my position. It'll be 4 years in August. And all of a sudden, just my spirit was just stirring up like, okay, it's time. It's time to move. I'm like, all right, Lord, I don't know. But again, here's Gerald praying for me to get a promotion. So, so all of a sudden I'm just looking on our website, looking for jobs and just being intentional, just looking, you know, because if we can't find it, if we don't look, right? So I'm looking on my job. I'm looking at other financial companies, didn't see anything. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, about 2 weeks ago, I came across this post for a manager's position in a different department, but one department I've actually kind of worked side by side with for the last 2 years. So I kind of know what they do already. And when I say God is very to the point and puts everything in order, my goodness. So I'm looking at it. I pull up the posting, come to find out my supervisor has quarterly meetings with the managers actually hiring. Didn't even know that. I mean, I knew kind of sort of, but I didn't know. But so he already has a relationship with her and the recruiter. And then fast forwarding to one of the guys who used to work with our department, went to their department. So look up his organization. And then the COO, I've actually had conversations with. So when I say God has orchestrated everything and put everything in order, I was like, this is only a God moment, because at what point would I ever have a conversation with the COO of a company? I mean, you know, we just don't do that. But because they offer this program called Chat 15, we get paired up with people over the, you know, over chat teams, so you can meet other people. And I was very adamant about having a conversation with him. I was like, oh, I'm going to have a word with him. I'm going to make sure he knows who I am. I'm going to make sure he knows where I'm at and where I come from. And we had such a wonderful conversation, you know. But just to put all that in perspective, is like, God honors what you do. I've been putting in work. I've been putting in work at, not just at work, but at home, for myself, for my kids, for the body, for the non-believers, everybody. You know, I just been putting in work, and God is going to honor that. I did apply for the job, because at first I was like, I don't know, Lord. But then I had a conversation with my supervisor, and he's like, Malia, apply for the job. That's for you. I was like, okay. He's like, get your resume updated and apply for the job. Now, mind you, that position was posted for 22 days prior to. So when I applied, it was posted for 29 days. So I applied. I haven't heard back yet because they're trying to restructure. But God is faithful. I'm not even worried about it. When they're ready, they're going to bring me on. You know, it's fine. But it all in the end, just be intentional about your relationship with God. The Holy Spirit wants to be he is your friend. He wants to have a relationship with you. Seek Him out every morning throughout the day. I mean, we have conversations all day long because I need Him. I need Him. Sanctification, be so in tune with your body and be in tune with God, because He loves you guys and He has so much more for you guys. And I love all you guys. It's just a great, you know, pleasure just to be here, because I've grown, for me personally, I've grown so much in the last couple years, and just being here, God called me here. God called me here. I missed the first Sunday ever since that I've been here, since the second Sunday you guys planted. And I've been here, you know, and just to give kudos to God, because he's strategically placed us here for a reason, and he's doing a work in us. And I just want to continue to encourage you guys to just keep pushing forward. Don't look back. And I do want to share this scripture because I got sidetracked. So Philippians 3:15, let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you, but we must hold on to the progress we have already made. Hold on to the progress, hold on to the progress. And then Hebrews 12, and the last verse, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. Man, Sharon said it the other night. We was at Wednesday prayer, and she talked about unshakable. And literally, I read that verse the day before. You have to be ready, because when he's shaking the earth right now, you have your foundation, stand on it, and just stick to it. I love y'all. And I just want to honor all the fathers in here. We love you guys. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. You guys are such great examples, not just to me, but for our kids. And I have hope. There is hope in Jesus. There is hope in Jesus.